I told her it'd be pretty.
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of March 8th, 2021. The time is now 6:01. 2.0, at this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance to law. Do we have anyone who'd like to speak?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
I just wanted to mention that the four zoning cases that you guys heard last month were postponed since the last city council meeting was canceled on February 15th. So those will be heard by city council next Monday on the 15th.
Next week?
That was it.
That's going to be a fun meeting.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
Thank you. Okay. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of February 8th, 2021. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore, and thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any corrections, discussion, changes to minutes? All right. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Mr. Tigg?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockmore?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. New business, 5.1, consideration to approve the final plat of Cherry Pines, Section 3, a subdivision of 39.0593 acres of land situated in the Claude M. Pilo Survey, Abstract 632, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, ma'am. The first plat on the agenda tonight is Cherry Pines Section 3, which is located on the south side of Tice Lane, just east of the Commercial Park Drive intersection. This is zoned single family 6, and 126 lots are being created with a total area of 39.0593 acres. And I do want to point out that you have seen this one in relatively short order. What we're doing here is that just on the east side of this particular development subdivision, we're looking at Woodleaf. And Woodleaf and Cherry Pines have been doing a lot of work together to try and make a very development-friendly and overall beneficial subdivision cooperatively. As part of that, there's been some slight modifications in terms of some reserves that have been dropped. Very, very slight modifications. However, they do meet the criteria to bring it back before the Planning and Zoning Commission. So, just wanted to give you a heads up with that. The plat is up for review for what was submitted, and staff actually does recommend approval with no contingencies. Everything that was addressed in the previous submittal has been resolved.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve without contingencies for what?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any questions, discussion? Seeing none. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Tigg?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockmore?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion carries. 3 votes aye.
Thank you. Okay. All right. 5.2. Consideration to approve the replat of Cornerstone Plaza and RV storage. Wait a minute, I think I'm out.
5.2.
Yeah, I said 5.2. Oh, okay. I said I didn't. All right. A subdivision of land containing 7.6937 acres of land out of outlots 18, 24, 30, and 36 of Tomball Townsite is recorded in Volume 2, page 65 of the Harris County Map Records. In the John S. Schmidt Survey, A-730, Harris County, Texas. Steph, could we have a report, please?
Yes, ma'am. Next plat is Cornerstone Plaza and RV Storage, which is a replat of the original outlots. This is located north of the Hussmith Road and Snook Lane intersection, which is zoned commercial. This is creating two lots. The primary use, the primary reserve that's going to be created out of this is, as the title states, is going to be along the Linesman RV Storage Park here with some office up front. But anyways, total area is 9.114 acres. And as you see before you, this is a copy of the plat as it was submitted. And staff does recommend approval with the following contingencies, which are submit a title report or city planning letter updated, update the floodplain note and add the boundary of the floodplain, update the vicinity map, add City of Tomball utility easement along Huffsmith Road, add survey markers, and fix a couple typos.
All right. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion? Would you please call the roll, please?
Commissioner Rockmore?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Tigg?
Aye.
Motion carries, 3 votes aye.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve a replat of Mattern Business Park, a subdivision of land containing 2.8439 acres out of lots 467 and 468 of Tomball Outlots, as recorded under Volume 2, page 65 of the Harris County Map Records, in the Jesse Pruitt Survey, abstract number 629, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, ma'am. The final plan on the agenda tonight is Mattern Business Park, which is a replot. This is located northeast of the Huffsmith, Corville, and Wyrick Road intersection. It is currently zoned agricultural. It's actually made it through Planning and Zoning Commission to move that to, I believe, commercial, if I'm not mistaken. However, with the delays, with the freeze that occurred, this will be actually going to council in the coming months. So as it stands today, it's currently zoned agricultural. However, the differences between commercial and agricultural are not posed of any difference from the platting standpoint. One lot is included in the plat and with a total area of 2.8439 acres. A copy of the plat is in front of you as it was submitted for review. And staff does recommend approval with the following contingencies, which are call out the survey markers, update the vicinity map, fix the legal description, and fix a typo.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, would you please call the vote?
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Tang?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockamore?
Aye.
Motion carries, 3 votes aye.
Thank you. Consideration to approve zoning case P21-055, a request by Baker Strive Ventures Series LLC to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 0.3 acres of land, legally described as Lot 1 and 2, Block 2, Main Street, Tomball, from the single-family 6th District to the Old Town and Mixed Use District. The property is generally located at the southwest corner of Arnold Street and Vernon Street at 200 Vernon Street within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Good evening. This is the aerial image of the property outlined in red. It's located at 200 Vernon Street at the corner of Vernon and Arnold Street. In December of last year, there was a single-family residence on the house that was destroyed by a fire. So shortly after that, we received a rezoning for the Old Town and Mixed Use District. The property is approximately 14,000 square feet. Most surrounding properties are single-family residences. However, Tomball Intermediate School is just across Vernon Street. There's also a CVS and an auto repair shop just north of Arnold Street there. The property is zoned single-family 6th District. Surrounding properties are also zoned single-family 6th District and Old Town and Mixed Use across the street on Vernon. According to Section 50-79, the nature of the Old Town and Mixed Use District is a mixture of retail, commercial, and other non-residential uses, along with single-family homes and multifamily uses. Additionally, this area is intended to provide a zoning mechanism for a variety of uses in this area of town where there's a diverse mixture of uses. So with the school, the single family residences, and a few other non-residential uses in the area, it does appear that this zoning district is appropriate for this area. Chapter 50 zoning also outlines regulations that will protect the integrity of the existing single-family residences if a non-residential use is built on this site. Again, Old Town and mixed use can be residential or non-residential, but if there is something non-residential, they'll have increased building setbacks from the residences, they'll have landscape buffers, things like that to protect the existing residences in the area. The property is designated neighborhood commercial by the Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map. This category is intended for commercial uses that are developed with the appropriate context, scale, and design to complement residential development. The Old Town and mixed use district is intended to provide an area where non-residential uses and residential uses are compatible with each other, so we do believe that this is an appropriate request. We did not receive any public comment forms as of today, and city staff does recommend approval of the rezoning. The applicant is here to address the commission.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case, state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, ma'am. Roy Gwynn, 807 Baker, Tomball.
Thank you. Go ahead and present your case.
I'm sorry, am I hearing?
You can go ahead and present your case, whatever you'd like to tell us.
Well, I don't really have anything to say aside from the letter I wrote, that if the future of Tomball is growing as it is, it'll eventually be, I would think, commercial-type property. So I'm just trying to advance that cause.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P21-055 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:13 p.m. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request?
No forms have been submitted.
All right. Okay. So, since there are no comments, the public hearing is now closed and the time is now 6:14. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P21-055?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there any questions or discussions of the applicant? Seth?
I do not have any.
All right. Seeing no discussion, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Tague?
Nay.
Commissioner Rockmore?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion fails. Two votes aye, one vote nay.
What is that fail?
Yeah.
I believe we had two aye, one nay, correct?
Correct.
And there's two absent.
I think it's a simple majority of those present.
Oh, is it? I believe that was three from the total, majority total.
No. I think it's a majority of those present.
My mistake.
So it passes?
It does pass.
Motion carries.
2-1. By the slimmest of margins.
Very. All right. 5.5, consideration to approve zoning case P21-056. A request by the City of Tomball to amend Section 50-112, off-street parking and loading requirements of the Tomball Code of Ordinances. Staff, could we please have your presentation?
Thank you. This one's pretty easy. We're really just adding two sentences to the off-street parking regulations. This was a request from City Council based on an issue. I'll kind of explain it a little bit on the next slide. But basically, we're adding two sentences. Off-street parking spaces shall be directly adjacent to a dwelling or garage. If off-street parking spaces are aligned linearly, they shall be directly adjacent to each other. So don't make my little picture. I tried to block out the house. I didn't want to pick on this sole house, but there is a driveway, there is a parking, and they actually do meet the existing parking regulations of two off-street vehicles. The problem is there's about 90 more feet until the front facade of the house. And as you can see, there's a vehicle there parked on the dirt. So this is kind of what brought up the conversation. This has happened in other areas, but this specific property that brought up the conversation. And so this would, by the letter, again, by the letter of the law, they meet it. But adding these two sentences would require that driveway to go all the way up and future driveways to go all the way up to the primary structure of the house. That's all I have.
The public hearing on zoning case P21-056 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:17 p.m. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
Do
we have anybody? No one? Okay. All right. If there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed and the time is 6:17 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P21-056?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or question? I have a question. Can you go back to the picture? Okay. So what you're saying is the two off-street parking places that they put are what that concrete represents?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Rockmore?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Tate?
Aye.
Motion carries, 3 votes aye.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Tate?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockmore?
Aye.
Motion carries, 3 votes aye.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned and the time is 6:19 p.m.